ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ.
ಪೇಜ್ ನಂಬರ್ 517, ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ, 19th ಮಂತ್ರ.
ಮನಸೈವಾನುದ್ರಷ್ಟವ್ಯಂ ನೇಹ ನಾನಾಸ್ತಿ ಕಿಂಚನ ಮೃತ್ಯೋ ಸ ಮೃತ್ಯುಮಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಯೈಹ ನಾನೇವ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ
ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ದ ಋಗ್ಮಂತ್ರ ಕೊಟೇಶನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ 8th ಮಂತ್ರ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು 21st ಮಂತ್ರ. ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ಕೋಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಋಗ್ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಈಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ನೌ. ಋಗ್ಮಂತ್ರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್, this portion belong to Rig Veda. So Rig Mantra is given here, quoted by Agnavalikya. What Upanishad says, the glorification of Jnana Marga, the same topic. While glorifying the Jnana Marga, the nature of jnanam also is given. What do you mean by self knowledge? The nature of self knowledge. What do you mean by atma jnanam exactly? That also given along with glorification. Jnana marga stuti jnana swarupam. Very important mantras. Very subtle mantras where you get exact teaching. These are very, very important portions you have to note. Atma jnanam means spiritual knowledge. One has to attain atma jnanam through mind alone. Manasa eva anudrashtavyam. Any knowledge one has to gain only through the mind, materialistic knowledge or spiritual knowledge. Materialistic knowledge means aparavidya, as said in Mundaka Upanishad. Other than Brahma Vidya, other than Atma Vidya, any vidya is aparavidya, anatma vidya. Other than Brahma Vidya, any Vidya, any science, any field is Anatma Vidya only, Apara Vidya. It is known as materialistic science. This materialistic science, you have to gain through the mind only. What about spiritual knowledge? One person argues. First question, I am going to give the possible questions raised by a person, any person. The first question they ask is, the spiritual knowledge has to be gained by the spirit. Materialistic knowledge alone through the mind, spiritual knowledge you can have to gain through the spirit. This is one argument many people do. Because there is a difference between materialistic knowledge and spiritual knowledge. So it is the highest knowledge. Therefore, spiritual knowledge can be gained through the spirit. This is the first question, argument number one. For that we answer, spiritual knowledge cannot be gained by the spirit, because the answer is, spirit cannot know the self or Atman. Spirit cannot know the self or Atma. What is the reason we give? We gave the statement, spirit cannot know the self or Atma. This is the statement we do. Reason we have to give, why? The reason is, any knowledge to take place, there is a process, there is a modification. Modification is required, or process is required. Without process or modification, no knowledge can take place in the mind. So this is the reason we give. Because no knowledge or anything to know, you require a process. So spiritual knowledge also required some process. Vritti is required. Any jnana for that matter. Vritti parinama is required. So, anatma jnanam or atma jnanam, both of them can take place by the support of vritti parinama. Vritti parinama. Vritti means thought. Parinama means modification. A process, a modification has to take place to gain any knowledge. Any knowledge means either atma jnanam or anatma jnanam. Either atma jnanam or anatma jnanam, you require vritti parinama. So both are gained through antahkaranam. Both are gained. Both means what? Anatma jnanam or atma jnanam. Both can be gained through antahkaranam. Antahkaranam only, you have to write. Antahkaranam only. What is that? Chidabhasa sahita antahkaranam or pramata. What do you mean by antahkaranam? Antahkaranam is nothing but chidabhasa sahita pramata or antahkaranam, known as pramata, the knower. Atma jnanam gained through a atmakara vritti. Atma jnanam can be gained through atmakara vritti, brahmakara vritti, akhandakara vritti. Anatma jnanam gained through anatmakara vritti. Desk jnanam can be gained through desk akara vritti. Akara means it's a form. Vritti parinama. Oh, desk is like this, in this form. And the modification has to take place. Akara. The chaitanyam has to pervade that object, and that akara vritti has to take place. Then you get the desk knowledge. Within fraction of seconds it takes place. No time. Chaitanyam, consciousness pervades the object and it takes that shape, that form, vritti, akaram, and it goes and gives the knowledge. So, when you want to get atma jnanam, atmakara vritti has to take place, or brahmakara vritti has to take place, or akhandakara vritti has to take place. Anatma jnanam, any anatma vastu, other than atma, everything is anatma only. But anatma jnanam, anatmakara vritti. Therefore, neither atma does get atma jnanam, nor does it get anatma jnanam. Very important point we have to note. Neither atma does get atma jnanam. According to that argumentator, what he says, spiritual knowledge means spirit only should get atma jnanam. That means atma has to get atma jnanam. The person argues, neither atma does get atma jnanam, nor does it get anatma jnanam. No jnanam can take place in the atma. Then where jnanam takes place in the mind? Whose mind? In your mind only. So this is the answer. I understood the question. Spiritual knowledge means the knowledge has to take place in the spirit only, he says. It is not possible. Knowledge means vritti parinama is required. Antahkarana, chidabhasa sahita antahkarana is required. That is available in the mind. Therefore, mind alone can know that Atman. Manasayeva anudrashtavyam. For that one word, I am going to give four arguments. This is the first argument, first answer over. Now, second possible question. That person argues, materialistic knowledge also you have to know through the mind. Spiritual knowledge also you have to know through the mind. Then why you call this knowledge as spiritual knowledge? Question purindada, answer you can enjoy. Okay. Question is what? Material, what we said, either atma jnanam or anatma jnanam. That means what? Atma jnanam and the spiritual knowledge. Anatma jnanam and the materialistic knowledge. Materialistic knowledge and spiritual knowledge both are taking place in the mind alone. Then why you are calling that as a spiritual knowledge? Materialistic knowledge ne solalame, edhukku spiritual knowledge na? For that we answer, spiritual knowledge means knowledge is not going to take place in the spirit. Knowledge about the spirit. Knowledge of the spirit or about the spirit. Spirit and atma, not surgical spirit. Okay. So, when both are material, both are knowledge only taking place in the mind only, but there is a difference. So, spiritual knowledge means knowledge about the spirit. Therefore, they both have to take place in the mind only. Atmakara vritya, brahmakara vritya, akhandakara vritya, brahma jnanam has to be gained. Spiritual knowledge, and spirit level knowledge kadeyadappa. Sashti vibhakti have to take. Knowledge about the spirit, knowledge of the spirit. This is the second question, argument. Simple questions only. Just, these are all not available. We have to, these are all corollaries, they say. Because your knowledge has to be thorough, firm, clear. When you analyze such questions only, your knowledge can be thorough and clear. Clarity comes. Illena namakella inda questions varada manasukulle answer adhi veda theriyadu. When you analyze, it is very interesting. Third question, if the mind is the instrument to know, to gain the knowledge, then why Upanishad says in some places, yan manasana manute eto vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. Why Upanishad use that statements? You are telling manasa eva, that question you are taking. But Upanishad says many places, through mind you cannot know. For that we have seen already answer. Just we are recollecting. Manasa, yen manasa na manute means, an unrefined mind cannot know Brahman. An artham. You know, many people are stopping their mind, sitting in meditation to see Atma. Why I am talking this much time? People never think that we have to study from a guru and never think. Atma jnana vannada, close your eyes, stop the mind. You can know the self. There are many people. For them we are giving answer. Unrefined mind cannot know the Brahman. Refined mind alone can know the Brahman. Refined mind alone, in refined mind alone, that knowledge can be gained, not by unrefined mind. Asamskrita manaha is not capable of understanding the Brahman. A mind which is capable of grasping, pure mind, a refined mind. There I have stopped in the last class. Refined mind means what? Shravana manana nididhyasana dwara, a mind becomes refined. Just as all of your minds are refined now. Like that. What is pramanam? Tathopanishad is the pramanam. Drushyate tu agriyaya buddhya sukshmaya sukshmadarshibhi. Yamadharmaraja says to Nachiketas. This mantra is from Kathopanishad only, 2.1.11. Only one word is different. This 19th mantra, manasa eva anudrashtavyam is here. There in Kathopanishad, aptavyam is there. Manasa eva aptavyam. Only one word is different. Aptavyam there. Here, anudrashtavyam. So, what we say? Refined mind alone can know the Brahman in artham. Kathopanishad pramanam. Not only Kathopanishad, even Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, yatanto yoginaschainam pashyantyatmanyavasthitam yatantopya akritatmanah naivam pashyanti achetasaha. Achetasaha means unrefined mind. Akritatmanaha, whose mind is not controlled, disciplined, such a person cannot know. Yatantaha api. Yatantopi. Vilindi vilindi padikaram. Mind is not refined. Filtered mind an artham. Filtered mind. Next question. This is the third question, answer over. Manasayeva anudrashtavyam. That to refined mind alone. That is the meaning of yan manasana manutena, unrefined mind cannot know the Brahman. Now, fourth possible question. When Atma is inside, why one has to search for Atma in the outside the Shastram? When Atma is Pratyagatma, inner self. Atma is inside inner self. Why I have to see the Shastram which is outside? Why I have to go to Guru also, who is also outside? Atma is inside. And the Guru and the Shastram both are outside. Why I have to study Shastram when Atma is the inner self? Question. With all these argumentations, what I am giving arguments, there are books and books they have written with those arguments. Arguments means they are firm in their own concept. And many millions of people are reading those books. And many people are missing to study Shastra by reading that books. Why? Such a great philosophers, they have written books. And worldwide popular. If you go to Higginbotham's, you get all sorts of books. And sales like hotcakes. How it can be false? Your acharya is to get students. Is they are talking like this. They are not getting students. That's why they are talking like this. And they blame traditional acharyas. There are many. They are in majority. And they criticize all traditional acharyas. உங்களுக்கு எல்லாம் வேலை இல்லை, அதனால ஏதோ இப்போ சொல்லிட்டு இருப்பான்னா. இட்ஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு நாக் ஆஃப் தட் ஃபால்ஸ் இன்டர்பிரிட்டேஷன்ஸ். வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். தேர் வெரி ஃபோம் வென் இன்னர் செல்ஃப் இஸ் இன்சைட். வை ஹாவ் டு லுக் இன் டு சாஸ்திர அண்ட் குரு இஸ் ஆல்சோ அவுட் சைட் ஓன்லி. வை ஹாவ் டு கோ டு தட் குரு க்வெஸ்சன். இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்க் லைக் தட், ஃபார் ஹிம் ஆல்சோ தெர் இஸ் எ பிரமாணம். அந்த பிரமாணம் வச்சுன்னு தான் கேட்குறான். யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம், குஹல தானே இருக்கு. இட் இஸ் இன் த ஹார்ட் இன்சைட். பஞ்சகோஷ தாண்டி உள்ள இருக்கு. வாட் ஆன்சர் யூ கேன் கிவ் ந அவர் ட்ரெடிஷ்னல் ஆச்சாரியாஸ் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் அண்ட் வி கிவ் த ஆன்சர். என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம் வி என்ன? Traditional acharyas give answer to them. What is that answer? Yes, I agree that yo veda nihitam guhayam, where we saw that quotation, Taittiriya Upanishad. Who said atma is inside? Anna Taittiriya said, he says Shastra says Atma is outside also. Antar bahischa yat sarvam vyapya narayana sthitaha. Why you are missing that quotation? Why you are quoting this quotation? You have to say Atma is inside also. Atma is all pervading. Sarvagataha. For that pramanam, many பிரமாணம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் தட் வாட் புருஷ சுக்தம் ஐ ஹாவ் கிவன். பகிஷ்ச்சே எத் சர்வம் வியாப்ய நாராயண ஸ்திதஹானது ஒரு பிரமாணம். அண்ட் அனதர் பிரமாணம் இஸ் சர்வகத ஸ்தானு அச்சலோயம் சனாதனஹான் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் இன் பகவத்கீதா. சர்வகதஹான் ஸோ ஸ்மிருதி ஸ்மிருதி பிரமாணம் இஸ் தேர் பர் Why I have to go to Shastra? Manna, Shastra itself says Atma is inside and outside. Therefore, Shastra itself says Guru is required. What you are telling? Atma is inside, inner self. Shastra says Atma is outside also. So, answer is over. Shastra itself says Guru is required. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, another shloka also in Mundaka Upanishad Vaisa, tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva bhigachet. If Guru is not required, Upanishad need not mention. If Guru is not required, Upanishad need not mention, tad vijnanartham saha gurum eva abhigachet. And the eva parungo, eva abhigachet. One has to approach a Guru to gain this Brahma jnanam. Upanishad is quoting, Bhagavad Gita is quoting. If you say Guru is not required, in spite of these statements, if you ignore these statements, suppose, what? Atma is inside and outside also, Shastra is telling. Shastra is telling, Guru is required. Many occasions it is mentioning. In spite of that, you are holding on to your view. Shastram is not necessary, Guru is not necessary. If you are holding on to that, that view is Shastra Viruddham. That view is Shastra Viruddham. How? You are going against Shastra. Shastra is telling Guru is required. You are saying Guru is not required. That means what? You are going against the Shastra. Adi Shastra Viruddham. Shastra Viruddhamana view you have to knock off. That is wrong concept, mistake, error that is. How can you say that? How you are dare enough to say that when Shastra is quoting this way? Abda adalla inda quoting ella gnapam irkanum. Now you understand all these type of arguments. If you want to answer, you must remember Mundakopanishad, you must remember Kathopanishad, you must remember even other Bhagavad Gita slokas also. Pramana illamale you cannot say. Clear? He is also quoting from Pramanam only. We have to quote further and interpret properly. So this question also clear. Fourth one also, even though Atma is the inner self, Shastra recommends and Shastra prescribe, approach a guru, understand, gain that knowledge through Shastra. Approach a guru, and which guru has studied Shastra well, who knows how to operate, how to unfold the teaching, that approach such a guru. Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. This is the fourth question answer. Further, one more, not a question. You can take it as a fifth question also. It's not a question, but it's a fifth question. Why you are searching for Atma outside? Nama Shastram venu, Guru venu, and chonna udane, what he thinks, you know? Why you are searching for Atma? Why you are searching for Atma? Suppose if you ask, anybody ask, what you say? We are not searching for Atma. We cannot search for Atma. We know that Atma is not available outside. No one can gain Atman anywhere, in any place, at any place, at any time. Because Upanishad says, Atma is unobjectifiable. I am not searching for Atma. You are searching, no, in the Shastram. You are only telling, Shastram padi, you are searching for Atma in the Shastram. For Atma Gnanatikadana in the Shastram. ஆத்மா காக சாஸ்திரம்ல தேடலே, எதுக்குன்னா ஆத்மா ஞானத்துக்காக சாஸ்திரம், நாட் ஃபார் ஆத்மா. வெரி வெரி சட்டில் பாயிண்ட். தேர் அசம்ஷன் இஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா அன்வேஷணம் புக்கு இருக்கு, நிறைய புக். ஆத்ம அன்வேஷணம், அன்வேஷணம்னா சர்ச்சிங். Searching வேற, enquiry வேற. அன்வேஷணம் என்ன? Searching. See how words we mislead the person. அன்வேஷணம் என்ன? Searching. Enquiry என்ன? விசார. புரியுதா? We are doing enquiry to get ஆத்மா ஞானம். We are not searching for ஆத்மா. என்ன ஆத்மா? அங்கே கிடையாது சாஸ்திரம் தான். என்ன சாஸ்திர says, you are the ஆத்மா. You, the consciousness is Atma. It is not available outside. Shastra says, how can I search for Atma? I am not searching for Atma in the Shastra. Atma anveshana na pandle. But enna pandindirukke anna? Unakku nanna puriyanona na oru example solren. And Guru says to that person. What example? Avar adhu sollala. Nama Swamiji solrar and the example. What example? Suppose if you are looking into a railway guide, railway timetable guide. One person comes and asks you, why you are looking into the railway timetable guide? I want to know about the train. Hey, train is in central station. Train is in central station. If you want to get into train, you have to go to central station, appa. You should not search in the railway timetable. You should not search in railway timetable. What you have to do? Go straight away to Mount Road. Pudichinna appadi central station ku pona ange train kadikum. Inda achu pichu maadhiri ukkarndu timetable paathinirukkeyanna. He says, this person who is looking into the railway timetable, he says, I know that train is not available in the book. I know train is available in only in central station. I know. But I want to get the knowledge about the train. I want to get the knowledge about the train arrival and departure time. Every answer. I want to get the knowledge of that arrival and departure of the train. I am not searching for the train in the book. Adhe madhari. We are not searching for Atma in the Shastram. I am searching for knowledge about Atma. I am searching for knowledge about Atma Swarupam. It is a guide map showing me towards Atman. How to gain that Atma Jnanam? It is a guide map. My Shastram is the guide map for me. My Shastram says, Atma, this is not Atma, this is not Atma, this is not Atma. Shastra negating every Anatma. Even really speaking, Shastra is not revealing Atma. Shastra cannot reveal Atma. Shastra says what is not Atma. What is not Atma? This is not Atma, this is not Atma. You cannot get Atma like this, this way, that way. All nuances Shastra teaches. Shastra cannot reveal Atma. Yenna, Shastra, his job is only to say what? What way you cannot get Atma, what is not Atma, that Anatma is nature is this, Atma is you are. That is telling, it's not revealing, it is saying Atma you are. Tat Tvam Asi, Tat Tvam Asi. Neither and Atma, neither and Atma chalendarika. Atma never say this is Atma and chalavilliye. ஆத்மாங்கிற நேச்சர் இப்படி இருக்கும் இப்படி இருக்கும். அந்த நேச்சர் யாருன்னா நீ தான். யூ ஆர் தட் ஆத்மா. வென் சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் யூ ஆர் தட் ஆத்மா, நீ என்ன சொல்லணும்? நான் அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி. ஐ ஆம் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல், அந்நெகேட்டபிள். த நெகேட்டர் இஸ் நாட் நெகேட்டபிள். Negator cannot be negated. So you negate everything, everything, everything in the world. Anatma. I the negator, Anatma. I the negator of Anatma cannot be negated. Therefore I am Atma. I understand. I get this Atma Jnanam through Shastra. Atma is here only. Pratyagatma only, inner self only. But Atma Jnanam comes through Shastra. Who can unfold that sentences, statements? Guru. Guru Venum. Guru Venda Nichonne. What will happen? Shastram Venda, Guru Venda Nichonne. Enna? Warning. Big warning, strong warning Shastra is giving. Look into the mantra now. Now you have background, sufficient background. Look into the mantra. Manasa eva anudrashtavyam. The anudrashtavyam is very important. Idam brahma, you have to supply. Idam brahma, this brahman, which is satyam jnanam anantam brahma, which is all pervading, idam brahma, through mind alone one has to understand through guru shastra upadeshena, anu anna guru shastra upadesha dwara. Suppose you are very adamant, I don't want to guru, I am a self guru, I don't want to study any scriptures, I sit in samadhi, I get atma gnanam chonna ennaho theriyuma. Yaiha nana iva asti kinchana, neha nana asti kinchana. Really speaking, there is no second thing. Nana na means many are not there. Iha means neha is there. Na iha. Iha means asmin atmani. Asmin paramatmani. Kinchana nana nasti. In this Brahman, there is not even an iota of difference, division. Nana means division, varieties, multitude divisions are not there. Sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahitaha. No division at all. There is no second thing as a part of the Atma. There is no second thing as a part or different from Atma or part of Atman. இப்படி சொன்ன உடனே another question. What about Maya? What about Maya? அதையும் சொல்றேன். I am very full-fledged. I have no vagueness. I never bat my eyes if you even question also. I am very thorough. Okay? I am ready to for all your questions, whatever challenge you are coming with, I am ready to answer. Maya பத்தி என்ன? அப்ப மாய இருக்கு இல்லையோ, இஸ் இட் பார்ட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மன்? இட் இஸ் நாட் பார்ட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். தென் இஸ் இட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மன்? நோ நோ, இட் இஸ் நாட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மன். தென் மாயா இஸ் நாட் தேர், Maya is non-existent? No, 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 it is existent. Then what do you want to say? Anna? I want to say, Maya is of a lower order of reality. Maya is there. It is anirvachaniyam. It is not real as Paramatma. According to Visishtadvaiti, Maya is the, Maya means Prakriti. Prakriti is the cause for this universe. This universe, all beings are all parts. Maya is part of Bhagavan. Therefore, Maya is the creation. So, whole creation, we are all part of Bhagavan. Visishtadvaiti ki romba santosham. He gives the reality, same order of reality to Brahman and Maya. Vishishta Advaiti says, Brahma Satyam, Maya Satyam. Maya Mulama in the Jagat Vandirukke. In the Jagat Nana. Nana Dhani? Different, different, different. So many divisions are there. Once there are divisions, beings are there, all of us are modifications of Maya. Maya is Ishvaraha Sarva Shaktiman. And the Shakti are Maya. So Shaktiman anna, in the Shakti Maya vandhi avarude part. Appa nama ella enna anna? Bhagavan lo part. This is what Visishta Advaitam says. What Advaiti says, no. Brahman is partless. Maya is not a part of Brahman. Maya is less real than Brahman. It is mithya. It is absolute truth. Brahman is absolute truth. Maya is mithya. Vyavaharika satyam. Appa Brahman Maya irundadhan Ishvara. இப்படி மாயா சகிதம் பிரம்மதான ஈஸ்வரா? அப்போ ஈஸ்வரன் என்னன்னா, ஈஸ்வர ஆல்சோ மாயா சகிதம் பிரம்ம, ஆனாலும் சகுணம் வியாவகாரிகம், வியாவகாரிக ஈஸ்வரா. மாயா இஸ் லெஸ்ஸர் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி. Really speaking, Maya is also not a part of Brahman. Just we say, for example, your shadow is part of you. Is it different from you? If it is different from you, it has to stand separately. Where somewhere you are, your shadow must be somewhere. It is not different. Where you are, that there only it is there. If it is a part of you, it must be there always with you, your shadow. It is not different from you. What? Your shadow. It is not part of you. It is non-existent. Your shadow is non-existent. Existent. Can you talk about that shadow? Describe. Anirvachaniyam. It is existent, it is not part, it is not different, it is not non-existent. That shadow is less real than you. Your shadow is not as real as you. For my example, another example. Dream, your own dream. You have got 3 lakhs in the bank. Yesterday night you have got 1 lakh lottery in the dream. So, on the 1 lakh put in the 4 lakhs, pannidu vayla kaalaiyila elundittu. Yesterday got lottery, but that money is not useful. You cannot put in the bank. You cannot go and tell to that bank officer, I got yesterday dream, 1 lakh, you put in my account, anna. I will put you in keel park. Bank cashier says, I will put you in a keel park if you talk like that. We know dream is less real. The money is unreal. It is unreal, but it is there. It is not there. Adhe madri maya. Okay. Podu nund examples. You go on enjoying when I am telling examples. I know that. Now look into the mantra. Iha nana na asti kinchana pa. Idella enna panna? Idella mithya. It is not real. You are thinking it is there. But if you understand paramarthika satyam, you understand this is mithya. Adi varakku idu satyamada thonum. Dream la irukkira varakku dream satyam. Ajnanis, all Atma Ajnanis are all in what now, you tell me? Dream. Adhila. Appo dream orthuk thookam venume. Enna thookathil irukkom? Ajnanam angra thookathil irukkom. Ajnanam angra thookathil irundhadhana indha jagathella satyamani thotram nar. Unswallowable, no? Sir, refined mind, the person who studies Shastra thoroughly, it is possible. If it is impossible, why Shastra talks? Shastra cannot say this, no? It is possible, but difficult. Okay. Second line, look into the second line. If you don't understand, you have to understand what? You are that Brahman, you have to say Aham Brahmasmi. If you don't understand this statement, what statement? That I am Brahman, I am the consciousness Brahman. If you don't understand, you should understand. Puriyalenna purinjuko illaina purinjuka maatanu sonna enna theriyumo mrutyosa mrutyum aapnoti. You will born again, develop attachment and cry and die. Idheda thirupi die, again born, again develop attachment, cry and die. Mrityo samrityu maapnoti. Again and again you will be like dosha maamadhi. Appadiye potti Bhagavan inda utappam pandradhukku milsa poduva. Swamiji gives all these examples. Utappam ippadi illa potittu adu or milsana kuchi vechi ippadi eduthuruva. Bhagavan kuda andha maari kuchi theriyumo inda trishna angra kuchi vechitar Bhagavan aasha. அந்த ஆசை அந்த குச்சி வச்சுட்டு ஊத்தப்பமான திருப்பி இப்படி போடுவார். அப்படி எடுக்கிறதுக்காக அப்படிதான் குச்சி வச்சுட்டான்னு எப்படி இருக்கும்? Again another pan, next birth another pan. வியாதி ஜரா மரண எதுக்கப்பான் மிருத்யோ சமிருத்யும் ஆப்னோதி ஹூம் ய இஹ நானா இவ பஷ்யதி ஹூ எவர் சீஸ் பரமாத்மா இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஐ எம் பார்ட் ஆஃப் பகவான் அவர் கைலாசம் இருக்கார்கள் அவர் வைகுண்டம் இருக்கார் நான் வேர் அவர் வேர் நான் ஆசாமி அவர் சுவாமி நான் என்ன தாசன் அவர் சுவாமி சோகம்னு சொல்ல வேண்டியது போய் தாசோகம் தாசோகம் சொல்லிண்டிருக்கே அண்ணா ய இஹ நானா இவ பஷ்யதி சஹா ஹூ எவர் சீஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் உதரமந்தரம் குருதே அத தஸ்ய பயம் பவதி you are ever insecure you are always frightened world is the victimizer I am victimized bhagavan is the savior how long lifelong not lifelong next janma also if you don't come to brihadaranyaka upanishad next mantra okay very very important mantras you know beautiful mantras now 20th mantra we will read
ஏகதைவானுதஷ்டவ்யம்
ஏததப்ரமயம் த்ருவம்
விரஜஹ பர ஆகாஷாத் அஜ ஆத்மா மஹான் த்ருவஹ
another important mantra ek anudrashtavyam means you have to understand and you have to study from a teacher how not nana ekadha as one homogeneously you have to understand which is free from difference this is gnana mahima here upanishad gives the gnana mahima ஏகதா மீன்ஸ் ஸ்வஜாத்திய சஜாத்திய விஜாத்திய ஸ்வகத பேதரஹித இன் பஞ்சதசி வித்யாரண்யா சேஸ் வி சா திஸ் தீஸ் டிஃபரன்சஸ் அபவுட் திஸ் ஐ சா எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் யூ இன் தைத்ரி உபனிஷத் மாண்டுக்கு உபனிஷத் கட்டோபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ வி சா ஒன்ஸ் அகேன் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஐ வில் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் யூ வித்யாரண்யா சேஸ் ஒன் பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஸ்லோகா ஹி ரைட்ஸ் விருக்ஷஸ்ய ஸ்வகதோ பேத பத்ர புஷ்பலாதிபிஹி வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை ஸ்வகத பேதம் ஹி சேஸ் இன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் அண்ட் செகண்ட் லைன் ஹி சேஸ் வாட் இஸ் விஜாத்தீய சஜாத்திய பேத விருக்ஷாந்தரா சஜாத்திய விஜாத்திய ஷிலாதிபிஹி ஸ்வகத பேத மீன்ஸ் விருக்ஷஸ்ய ஸ்வகதோ பேத இன்டர்னல் டிஃபரன்சஸ் These are all also technical, very technical. We require to understand how Brahman is ekam. Swagata means internal differences. Every tree has got internal differences. Patra pushpa phaladibihi. What are the internal differences? Patram, leaves are there. Pushpam, flowers are there. Phalam, fruits are there. In one tree itself, there are so many different things are there. Swagata bhedaha. Vrikshasya swagato bhedaha patra pushpa phaladivihi. Clear? You can have understood. Then, sajatiya bheda means what? Vrikshantarat sajatiyaha. Vriksha jati is different from manushya jati. Sajatiya illa. ஜாதி வேறே மேங்கோ ட்ரீ கோகோனட் ட்ரீ சஜாத்தியம்னா ஒரே ஸ்பீஷீஸ் இப்போ ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் வி ஆர் ஆல் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் மனுஷ ஜாதி இந்த மனுஷ ஜாதிலோனே ஸ்திரீ ஜாதி புருஷ ஜாதி இது சஜாத்திய பேதம் இல்லையோ இது சஜாத்திய பேதம் அதே மாதிரி விரக்ஷம்லனே மேங்கோ ட்ரீ ஆம்பர விரக்ஷம் கோகோனட் ட்ரீ That is different, this is different. Arasamaram is different, Tennamaram is different, Danian tree is different. Ellame tree da. Ore jati da. Anana sajatiya bhedam irukka. Ore jati la, oru tree vere. Can you get mango fruit from Tennamaram? Can you get coconut from mango tree? No. Adha sajatiya bhedam. Swagata Bhedam, Sajatiya Bhedam. Then what is Vijatiya Bhedam Anna? Manushya Jati Vere, Vriksha Jati Vere, Pasu Jati Vere, Shiladi Bihi, stones are there, inert things are there, so many different things are there, Vijati, inert, different species. எதுக்கு இது கதை இல்லை இப்போன்னா பிரம்மெல்லாம் ஸ்வகத பேதம் இஸ் நாட் தேர் பாயிண்ட் நம்பர் ஒன் ஓகே பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஸ்வகத பேதா பிரம்மன் டஸ் நாட் ஹாவ் பார்ட்ஸ் டு ஹாவ் ஏ ஸ்வகத பேத மரம்லோ அந்த மாதிரி பழம் பஸ்திரம் புஷ்பம் இருக்கிற மாதிரி பிரம்மன்லோ கூட பார்ட்ஸ் இருந்தால் தானே ஸ்வகத பேதம் இருக்கும் Since Brahman is partless, niravayavam, therefore Brahman is free from swagata bhedaha. Then there is no second thing, second Brahman. இது ஒரு பிரம்ம ஜாதி அது ஒரு பிரம்ம ஜாதி ரெண்டு பிரம்மன் இருந்தா ஜாதின்னு சொல்லலாம் இருக்கிறது ஏகமேவ அத்வித்தீயம் பிரம்மா செகண்ட் பிரம்மனே இல்லையே ஸோ சஜாத்திய பேதம் ஆல்சோ நாட் தேர் இதெல்லாம் ஏகதா டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஐ எம் கிவிங் சஜாத்திய வேதம் ஆல்சோ இஸ் நாட் தேர் பிகாஸ் தெர் இஸ் நோ செகண்ட் பிரம்மன் தெர் இஸ் நோ செகண்ட் ஆத்மா ஆளுக்கு ஒரு ஆத்மா இருக்கேன்னா கிடையாதப்பா ஒரே ஆத்மா தான் இருக்கேன்னா தென் வாட் தேர்ட் ஒன் தெர் இஸ் நோ செகண்ட் அனதர் திங் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன் செகண்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்டுக்கு இதுக்கு என்ன டிஃபரன்ஸ் தெர் இஸ் நோ செகண்ட் பிரம்மன் ஆர் செகண்ட் ஆத்மா அது செகண்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் டு நெகேட் Sajatiya Bhedam. Third statement is, there is no Vijatiya Bheda also because there is no second another thing other than Brahman. But what are all these things? These are all Mithya, Vyavaharikam, lower order of reality. Brahman ki equal ga, there is no second another thing. Therefore what? No Vijatiya Bheda also. Therefore what? Ekadha. It is one alone. Conscious being, Satchit Swarupam, Ekadha Anudrashtavyam, Etat, Etat means this Atma, as what? Apramayam, not printing mistake, it is Vedic usage, Aprameyam, Anartham, unobjectifiable, Aprameyam means unobjectifiable. If it is objectifiable means it is within space. If it is objectifiable, anna desha parichinnata varam. Brahman is desha kala aparichinnaha. No? Therefore, aprameyaha. It is not objectifiable. Nowhere we find this Brahman. This Brahman you cannot find anywhere because you are Brahman. This Aprameyam word is not available anywhere in any other Upanishad. Only this Upanishad here only it is available. Note pannikonga. Okay. In Bhagavad Gita also it is available. Anashino Prameyasya. Anashinaha Aprameyasya. Bhagavan borrowed from here only. Okay. This person here only. Then Dhruvam. This Brahman is, Dhruvam means eternal, Avinashi. Whatever falls within duality is bound by time. What is within duality is bound by time. Kala parichinnata varam. Brahman is trikale api trishthati kala aparichinnaha. Therefore, there is no possibility of duality in Brahman. Then Virajaha, free from impurity. Malarahitaha. What do you mean by impurity? Punya papa rahitaha. Punyam is also another type of impurity. Okay, it is the cause for Janma. No, next. Therefore, Punya keeps a person in mortality. Even Punya also. Mama, Punya keeps in mortality. Na, Mrityu. Again born, again cry, die. therefore punya papa mala rahitaha, that is called virajaha. Then what? Akashat paraha. Akashat ajaha irukke, neenga sariya anvai pannikonunga. Akashat paraha, very important word. Akashana not space. Ishwarat paraha. Ishwarat, I told you already, akshara brahmanalla vesa. ஆகாஷாத் பரஹன ஈஸ்வராத் பரஹ. அஜஹா பர்த்லெஸ். ஆத்மா, ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். பிரத்யகாத்மா, ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் த செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் ஆல். ஈஸ்வரா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர், ஈஸ்வராத் பரஹ மீன்ஸ் ஈஸ்வர means who is having the power to rule. Ish dhatu, ishana to rule. Ishvaraha indicates the ruler. Once you say ruler, there must be ruled. There must be someone to be ruled. Ruling pandrathukku yaravadhu irukkanume. Who are there in Ishwaranukku? All beings, the entire creation, he is ruling. Ishwara is ruling. The Bhakta is the ruled. No? Ishwara is the ruler. I am the ruled. No? He is ruling me. No? Ruling is paripalana, protector. So therefore, Ishwara also vyavaharikam, because lesser order of reality. Ishwara is Ishwara as long as there is a Bhakta. As long as Ishwaratvam can be there, when there is the people, when there are ruled people are there, only Ishwaraha. Ruler, ruler ke enna job? Ruled irunda thane ruler. People are not there, what is the job for king? Illaya ninga ella illana na guru nu eppadi aaga mudiyum? Can I be called as a guru without you? So my gurutvam, guru dam is depending upon by all your grace. Shishya. So therefore, Ishwara is greater. Not greater. You have to say, Ishwara pavam is depending upon whom? Bhaktas. Apadi pattar Ishwaran ivaru. Ishwara paraha. Beyond Ishwara nartham. Then what? மகான் த்ருவஹா. மகான் மீன்ஸ் கிரேட், அப்ரமேயம் அர்த்தம். மகான், மகான் மீன்ஸ் கிரேட். த்ருவஹா மீன்ஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் அர்த்தம், தட் விச் இஸ் இம்மெஷரபிள். மகான் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் யூ ஹேவ் டு டேக் அப்ரமேயம் மீன்ஸ் இம்மெஷரபிள் ஆர் அன்னோவபிள். Therefore, that Brahman is Mahan. Mahan means you cannot know without Pramanam. Shastram Pramanam vina, you can never understand. Next shloka we will read. Mantra. Tameva dhiro vijnayam. ப்ரஜ்ஞாம் குர்வீத ப்ராஹ்மணஃ. நானுத்யாயாத் பஹூன் சந்தான். த்யாயான் பஹூன் சந்தா வாசோ விக்லாபனம் ஹிதத். தீரஹ தம் ஏவ விக்னாய. வைஸ் பர்சன், டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் பர்சன் ஹேஸ் டு நோ தட் பிரம்மன். விக்னாய மீன்ஸ் ஸ்ரவணம் குறியாத், ஸ்ரவணம் கிருத்வா. பிரஜானம் குர்வி, பிரஜாம் குர்வீதா, நிதித்தியாசனம் குர்வீதா. ஹோ பிராமண, பிராமண மீன்ஸ் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பன்னஹ, சாத்விகஹ, குணப்ராமணஹ. சோ ந அனுத்தியாயன் பகூன் சந்தான். நெவர் ஸ்டடி அதர் அநாத்ம கிரந்தாஸ். ஆல் த்வைத கிரந்தாஸ் டோன்ட் ஸ்டடி டூ மச் டைம். ஆல் ஆர் ஓன்லி வேஸ்ட் ஆஃப் டைம். ஸ்டடி ஓன்லி வேதாந்தா. டோன்ட் கிவ் ப்ரையாரிட்டி டு அதர் அநாத்ம கிரந்தாஸ், டுவாலிட்டி த்வைத கிரந்தாஸ். மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ்.
பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.